Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every day, my job gets easier. Because world government, the fact that the world government wants to euthanize babies that are healthy up to age 3, kill old people, it's out in the open. Every day, prestigious publications call for world government run by Goldman Sachs. Europe has been conquered through fraud by these people. There are more CIA statements about how they're spying on citizens illegally and surveilling everything without warrants because they're telling us. Public schools all over the place are following in the footsteps of Pennsylvania and announcing themselves that they're watching you over laptops at home. Reuters, the Daily Mail, and others have picked up on our six-year-old research. Is nothing off limits? Now Google plans to spy on background noises in your phone calls to bombard you with tailored adverts. Well, it's actually worse than the patent they're covering and worse what Google announced 6 years ago and is in place via the DVRs, the digital cable, all of your cell phones, not just smartphones, and all of the major new appliances under global treaty. And more people keep sending me emails saying, there's no light bulbs that can interface with your computer. And I've asked Watson to do a whole nother article today just on appliances that spy on you and to link to videos I did a decade ago on this. Because DARPA, through MIT, was bragging. We need to have like a full spectrum. In fact, guys, you get me Watson via Skype. Just call him. Get him in front of his computer with Skype. I want to have a talk with him on air. Because we had a talk this morning. He did a great article on this. But it's not hardcore enough. I know he does the work of five writers every day. I just, he's my go-to guy. I need a chronicle blow-by-blow for people here. It's not enough to have Google saying they're using cameras for 6 years to watch you in your house. On record. It's not enough to have Sacramento and Philadelphia and all these cities admitting the police watch kids in the showers at school and watch you at home over the government-issued laptop. Every time I mention that, I get emails saying I'm making it up. People are either totally ignorant and denial, or now they're upset about what's happening, or the third group, they're saying, I'm still a kook for not liking it, but it's real. Speaking of that, here's Forbes. The simple solution to climate change, hint, it isn't world government. Forbes is countering an article that came out in Scientific American and was published in the official section of the blog of the site. It's like, I guess, the official statements of the editorial page. Effective world government will be needed to stave off climate catastrophe. But I've got to have the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center that masquerade as public interest groups and that advise the police putting manuals out saying that people like me are insane and want to blow buildings up. I mean, this is the type of garbage. This is the type of garbage that I have to deal with and you have to deal with. And only a public under mind control or brainwashing, as the Attorney General admits they're under and brags in video clips we've played on C-SPAN. He thinks it's real funny. Could sit there and simultaneously, when I've had Discovery Channel, History Channel, Nightline, MSNBC, BBC, all of them come through my office and they go, so you imagine there's a 33rd degree to Masonry. Well, no, it's on record there is. So you imagine there's a world government. Well, no, it's being announced. Can I play you some clips of world leaders saying it? No, I don't think so. The New York Times says the Bilderberg doesn't exist and that I was in a field having a full-blown schizophrenic hallucination when it was on record they were there and I have video of it. They think you're idiots and they treat you like you're idiots.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
You want reality? You want the cold, hard truth in your face? You're going to get the best analysis we can give you, as close to the truth as humanly possible. I give you my word. I will give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God, on my name, my family, and my soul. I am committed to fight tyranny, and I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance to every form of tyranny over the mind of humankind. To paraphrase Thomas Jefferson. Wow, we've got a big transmission lined up for you today. Here is Paul Joseph Watson's article. You read it here first. Google's ambient background spy tech, cell phones, computer microphones, computer built-in cameras, now ubiquitous. Internet of Things, also a surveillance tool for authorities. And the Daily Mail is now reporting this headline, is nothing off limits. Now Google plans to spy on background noise in your phone calls to bombard you with tailored events. And if we can, go to Paul Watson's article. It's the top on Infowars.com. And click on the fifth paragraph down. It says, indeed, back in 2006, we first reported on the issue. Google was already finalizing plans to spy on an individual's ambient background environment by means of microphone embedded in their personal computer. And Watson's great, but his headline is, you read it here first, Google's ambient background spy tech. Paul, that's great, but what I want you to do, and he's online with us now, is do another one. I know, because you're addicted to fighting the tyranny, just like our great researchers, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, and others. But what I want you to do is something no one's done yet. No one's done yet. You cover some of it here. I want the headline about appliances and phones have been spying on you for a decade. A headline like that. You read it here first and then go, boom. Because I know you can dig up stuff I did 10 years ago when I linked to the MIT stuff about how they put the tech as the piggyback into everything. All devices are to have this implanted into it. I want the light bulbs that the feds are paying police departments to put in that flicker and interface with the computers. That's even AP, but we reported on it almost a decade ago. I want to be able to cover all of that because I want to just have a bullet point. Like, here's the rest of the story. And then explain that's why they're coming out and saying the CIA is spying domestically illegally. And they're spying on everything. I mean, I want it to be a bullet point. Boom, 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 boom. I know I called you as the overall editor of the operation this morning. We had a little five-minute discussion about, hey, be sure to toot our horn and your horn that you saw this patent and them telling shareholders they would do this quietly 6 years ago, and we got attacked for that. I've been on national shows, and they go, you're the crazy guy saying they're watching me over my camera on my computer. You're the crazy guy saying that there's microphones in my digital cable box. You're the crazy guy saying TiVo's watching me. This is even after they admit they are. Remember, in Sacramento, in a suburb of Philadelphia, in other areas on the East Coast and the West Coast, and I saw stories in Tennessee 7 years ago where a visiting basketball team of 11-year-old girls came and took a shower after the game before they got on the bus and saw cameras in the showers, and they panicked like you're supposed to. They panicked, ran out, parents bowed up to police, there were almost fist fights, and the principal and coach came out and said, of course we videotape them in the showers for their safety. There could be a theft or something in there. And then everybody went, whoa, authority is saying cameras in the showers. I mean, that was in the Tennessee newspapers. It happened in Kansas, nearby. I saw it happen, speaking of that, in Missouri. I saw it happen in Illinois, in Michigan, in Texas. This has been going on forever. But see, the globalists hadn't made the announcements yet. So it's like, oh, that's not true. They would never do that in America. Then they're announcing, people are like, oh, well, that's reasonable. Kind of like, I've been aware for 17 years since I really fired up on air and started researching every day, not just, you know, in my off time. I've been researching for over 20. Since high school, I'm 38. Since I graduated high school, I was awakening. And I remember reading the transhumanist and the globalist and the eugenicist under the bioethicist system say, we're going to get rid of the Hippocratic Oath, no more, you know, will not harm patients, and we're going to decide and have a utopian system, and Bertrand Russell and George Bernard Shaw, and how the socialists will decide if we live or not, and how they'll decide by the eighth grade if you're going to be killed. And now you got all these movies coming out about that, conditioning everybody that's going to be normal, that if you don't excel, you're dead. This is all planned. Because I read their own documents. It's not hidden. That's what's so frustrating. It's just they think you're dumb and won't read it, so it's all public, but not advertised. And now they come out, Paul Watson 3 weeks ago, writes an article out of the Bioethics Journal, linking to it, where they say kill babies up to three. First it's up to birth, then it's up to three, then it's up to 10, then it's everybody. Kill granny, cover of Newsweek. Simultaneously, there is no plan to have death panels, because they call them something else. Technically, it's not called that, but it is a death panel. And you know, Bill Gates now admits it after it passes. By the way, they say the Supreme Court is set to go ahead and approve it. Well, of course, the insurance companies wrote it, owned by the big banks. It isn't liberals wanting to give you some health care. They want to take over health care so you can't buy it if you want it and kill you deader than a hammer. You'll all find out soon enough, though, all you that serve the system and love it. So all of that's going on, and people didn't believe it. They were like, this is satire. There goes InfoWars lying again. When Paul was linked to the journal, well, 2 days later, London Telegraph, Associated Press, others, but a lot of the publications said, this is good. Let's kill some healthy three-year-old kids. My daughter just turned four, but I can't imagine her eyes electric with life and awakening and understanding and discernment and creativity and discovery. And these murderous scum, I saw confirmed reports now where Pepsi won't let its shareholders stop putting baby fetal juices in as flavoring. That's confirmed. It's going to, and then last week, Obama approved aborted babies for everything, healthcare products, cosmetics, because they got to compete with the Chinese market. And that's back in the news today. Men taking dead baby ground up pills so they can get erections, they think. That's in the news today. And I'm the bad guy because I'm against all this horror. I'm the extremist. I'm the bad man. Paul Watson, but Paul Watson's the bad man. See, first, people say it can't be true, kill babies. The state says kill babies, even if they're geniuses. People always say don't kill mentally retarded babies because next it'll be healthy ones. They're just like, skip all that, kill whoever we say. We're the state, we say die. And they target the unborn with these vaccines that they know is causing deformities, mental illness, and miscarriages. On record, they always knew till 3.5 years ago. It was in every insert. Don't give a pregnant woman a shot. Now it's on the news. Pregnant women get extra because they're testing, telling you to get it, have the miscarriage, and get away with it. They're testing, murdering you. They're not quietly injecting black men with syphilis anymore and watching them die slowly. Or atomic soldiering, you know, people or letting children die with radiation poisoning, like they used to do in secret. Now it's just killing us out in the open. But the minute they admitted, yeah, we want to kill your baby after they're born, suddenly people went, that's reasonable. But I thought I was crazy. It wasn't real. No, it's real and it's good. Because those people are cowards and they're scared deep down to the system. So they're going to accept anything. They're like, oh, I'm with you. I'll do it. Oh, yeah, kill babies. all of you that are going along with this, who think you're going to get away with stuff and keep being able just to operate as usual, you're the ones that are ensuring your own destruction. I want to bring Paul Watson up. He'll be with us in the next segment. Paul, incredible job on this report and your other report on the locals not buying up in Wisconsin that this is earthquakes and that they think it's explosions. Obviously, probably some underground testing. Who knows what it is? Or the result of fracking. They also think they're doing a lot of CO2 pumping in the area, part of carbon taxing. You know, they've got deals where they can pump it back into the ground, saying it's evil, don't want plants to breathe it. Great job. That's up on the Drudge Report right now. But briefly, look, as hardcore as your article is, it's not hardcore enough. I want another one just with a hardcore, sensational headline, because this is sensational. I can't come up, Paul, with a headline hardcore enough for every system of tech coming out and all appliances wired to listen and track us. Paul Watson, what's a good idea for an article just giving people every piece of the puzzle?
I don't know, Alex. It'd probably take a long time. The main concern that I have is people just don't care anymore. If you're signed into Google, which if you've got any kind of account related to email or advertising or virtually anything, then you have to be signed into Google. It's virtually become the internet.
And now they quietly claim you waive your rights, so they're going to watch you over the camera built in. All the TVs are coming out with cameras built in, microphones, and they admit they're watching you in your house with an AI computer keylogging. Stay there. These people are like, even though it's admitted, they're like, liar, they ain't got enough people to listen. Well, they got millions of people listening. They got computers doing it, creating text that's then data mined by the NSA. Stay there, Watson. I want to talk about this. Coming up after the break, I'll give you my take on the poor young black teenager who was shot outside Orlando. Obama is mercilessly using this to inject race hate and make the election racial. Obama, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Unbelievable. And if you look at the guy that shot him, reportedly he was constantly calling 911, always paranoid about crime because there's been some robberies in the area. People do get freaked out by hoodies and things like that. I'm going to give you my take on it a little bit later, but I do think it's tragic. And I think this person was outside the castle law in that he was off his property and then following someone. That's if somebody's coming up to you, threatening you, then you have a right to defend yourself. But if it's confirmed that this guy followed Trayvon and then did something to him, that's not the Second Amendment. That's why they're pushing this, is for racial division and to go after these castle laws. This is bad news. Hey, Al Sharpton, why don't you talk about how they sterilize black women all over this country, or how they give them injections that sterilize them, or how, you're not going to talk about that, or how they give the Africans HIV. You're just going to shoot your mouth off all day and threaten violence in Florida. I'm telling you, Obama advised Odinga in emails when he was a senator, when he didn't win the election in Kenya, to stage riots to make them give him a prime ministership to invent a post. I'm going to tell you what I think about this coming up, but let me tell you, Obama and his controllers are not beyond staging race riots in this country. And it's despicable. All right, going back to Paul Watson. Paul, talk about sheep. I mean, people are getting to where, yeah, first we were crazy that Google and others were watching us through appliances. Now it's just admitted, Paul. I mean, this is totally illegal, Paul.
People don't care, though, Alex. I mean, there's a thing in London where you walk past this Xbox Kinect type screen and it scans your face to determine your gender, and then it targets adverts based on that premise. There's RFID where it's literally Minority Report style advertising. The RFID is scanned in your clothing or your bag or whatever, and then the ad is specifically targeted to you, and that technology is now being rolled out.
Now, remember, this was never going to happen, but now it's just being rolled out, and the sheeple are loving it. But it doesn't matter if 20% or 80% or 99% want to be slaves. I have privacy. That's why in a republic, everybody's rights are protected, even if the majority want to be slaves. And this is totally illegal, and most people don't like it. They're just not aware of it, and then they're slowly being conditioned publicly to accept it.
Right. People are already slaves, though. I mean, they've got their face buried in a cell phone, which we have anyway, because that's our job. I mean, we have to do it every day, but we choose to do it.
But we're aware of it. We know.
Yeah, we need to. That's our job. We need to keep up with the news. But generally, people have their face buried in their cell phone. You've got the majority of stuff on Twitter is complete babble, and people are just obsessed with babble and crud. And so when that gets thrown at them via targeted advertising, most of them welcome it. They like to see, you know, if they've been shopping at a particular store, and then an ad from that same store pops up on their browser a couple of weeks later, they like it. Most of them like being in the Matrix. That's what you've got to understand.
And, of course, Google 6 years ago said they were already testing and it was patented, that they would dial in when you were using Google systems, that they would hack into your computer via the cookies and interfaces, and that they would watch you with an AI computer system over the camera and listen. And if they heard a dog barking or certain TV shows, that would go into the algorithm and tailor advertising. But we know that's just the funding mechanism. It's really a DARPA system, and they now admit that. Why do you think Petraeus came out and admitted the CIA's operating domestically, which is illegal, a felony every time, on record, and that all the appliances are watching us and that there's no more Fourth Amendment? Why would he just come out publicly and defecate all over the Constitution?
Because, as I just said, people don't care. Most people don't give a damn. I mean, Google and the CIA are virtually the same thing through InQtel, which is the CIA's investment program.
He was giving a speech in InQtel when he said that, yeah.
Yeah, they're invested in the same projects. Google's recorded future. This is basically eventually designed to be an attempt to predict the near future events through continuous monitoring of internet data and information. Google and InQtel, the primary investors. Of course, we know Google was started by CIA seed money. So
let's talk about this over the horizon future prediction system that we reported on 10 years ago and we're called Loonies. Without it being declassified, I can foresee with my own electrochemical supercomputer. We all have one. Do you use yours? We're going to defeat these people. Stay there, Paul. I want to break down this nightmare matrix.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the transmission is live. 34 minutes into global transmission on this Friday. I'll be back live this Sunday. I did 5 weeks straight doing every Sunday show, or 6 weeks straight, and then did a retransmission / recorded show. Part of it was retransmission, part of it was recorded. But I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. It's going to be the coolest time zone name, Mountain. I love the West. We are living in a brave new world. And we are having our genetics overwritten. The elite are playing God. We have discovered documents from the 1850s of a UFO cult with the Huxleys, Darwins, Wedgwoods, and others. H.G. Wells was part of it. And a whole Star Child program. They believe that they are descendants of space aliens, the Anunnaki. And the movie coming out, Prometheus, is basically propaganda in that vein. And so I'm going to shoot a video today that'll be out Monday or so, a special report here for the radio, exposing the secrets that film entails. Because it is highest level Illuminati religion. That's why they're so crazy. That's what they believe. It's why they believe they've got a race with all these antimatter weapons, genetic engineering, all of it, underground seed bunkers, DNA vaults all over the world. It is just crazy. And we are going to be breaking that down for you with the documents from the 1850s. Now, do I believe aliens are running all this? Christians would call it the devil. I don't get into that. I'm going to cover what the elite believe. And there's a reason Prometheus is making such a stir online, and everybody from Forbes to the LA Times is freaking out, saying, you know, science fiction with mystery is back. The only good science fiction movie in years has been something like, well, there's been some good ones, but like Children of Men. But that, too, is where they sterilize everybody. It's all about controlling of the genetics. And most of us are dead already. We've already had our DNA wrecked. That's on record from the lead and mercury alone they've put into the environment. We're one generation into GMO. Now they're going full GMO. In every mammal test of creatures that have a quicker life cycle, guinea pigs, rats, mice, sheep, you get 99%+ total sterilization and deformity mutations. Generally, you think of deformities only happening in utero and developing in the first trimester. Really fantastic deformities. You know, it's two heads, you know, five eyes, seven fingers, stuff like that, two hearts. Three kidneys, another human inside a human, teeth growing on the pancreas. Oh, that's the type of deformities. You can go look them up. The list goes on and on. Another head inside a head. But with the GMO goodies, with the goodies that the global UFO Star Child cult has been giving us, in every mammal species by the third generation under this, they start mutating when they're born and after. And I mean eyeballs growing out, teeth growing out of the side, little heads popping out, hair growing out of the mouths, females with giant breasts, the males with no testicles. It's all the blessings of the New World Order. And they're going to give you all the other blessings. Oh, they're going to bless you like they bless the troops with DU. How many troops didn't believe me and call in now and say they're coughing up blood and got cancer at 25 and their kidneys are failing and they've been diagnosed with diabetes and the DU. And they go into the VA and they say, here's some Prozac. They're like, but I'm coughing up blood and losing weight. There's nothing wrong with you, Jack. And if you complain, I'm going to put you on a list as crazy and have your firearms taken. That's not even an American doctor. Most of the doctors at the VA now don't even have real medical degrees. You are to be decommissioned like an old cannon. You're to be spiked. All right, I'm ranting. I want to go to Watson and back to the calls. But a sneak peek, I'm going to be letting you know the real lowdown on Prometheus. They're not going to like it. And by the way, I'm a big fan of Ridley Scott as a director. He's probably the best living director after or before somebody like James Cameron. And, of course, it's all about transhumanism. It's all about replicants. It's all about humans becoming God, creating humanoids that are more advanced, more human than human, the Nexus 6. That's the religion of these folks. And some would say they really are geniuses. Yeah, the cream of the British Empire, the highest IQs, 160-plus years ago, along with their U.S. and German counterparts, envisioned DNA more than 60 years before it was discovered. and of course the Discoverers, all eugenicists obsessed with Star Child stuff, 2001 Space Odyssey, you know, inventor of the telecommunications satellite, high-level Illuminati Mason, Arthur C. Clarke, all of it, all of it, all of it. You are all to be killed. You are not to go through to the anointed level of the Illuminati. And those running things, if anybody is profane and shouldn't go to the next level to use their own system, it's them. They think they're enlightened. They're not. They are not illuminated. They're illuminated with a counterfeit, a black sunshine. This is black sunshine. Let he who hath ears, let him hear. Woe to those who have eyes and cannot see and ears and cannot hear. Watson, I just always love having you pop in. Finish up with the total control grid being announced to the slaves now that it's pretty much in place. The torture, the secret arrest, the UN running everything, it's all being announced. Scientific American, effective world government will be needed to stave off climate catastrophe. That's Club of Rome, standard garbage. That's just for the profane outsiders, inner workings are. It's public, not publicized. It's public. It's there, but not pushed. That means kill everybody to save the Earth. Meanwhile, these people are engaging in experiments that are probably going to destroy the Earth. That's the deception. That's why you can only see the black sunshine. You cannot see the full spectrum. That's why you're blind, those of you that serve this evil. If you had any discernment and any will and any connection to the creator of the universe, the real creator, you wouldn't be serving the abomination creation. You wouldn't be serving the engineers that you believe you're following and making movies about it. If you understood truly what you've turned loose and what you're doing, going back to Watson. Watson, what do you think of the fact that they're just announcing world government as the answer to everything right now, announcing all the spying? I mean, why are they just throwing this all out in the open right now? And then I want to get into the blast going off in Wisconsin.
Because people don't read books anymore. They don't read the news. They read 140 character blurbs about Justin Bieber. So who are they announcing it to? They're not even paying attention anymore, so who cares? They're just announcing it to us and saying we're in control, basically, while all the rest of the people are off in la-la land.
But the globalists aren't in control. They think they're in control. They're not in control.
Yeah, but it's about them telling us that they're in control, so we bow down to their authority.
Exactly. They'd rather try to dominate their own species instead of actually being in control of themselves.
Well, yeah, but people who choose to ignore it deliberately deserve everything they get. It's only the people who are aware of it who deserve to have some kind of free choice and some quality of life.
But that's why we're all targeted by the globalists. They're harassing the Amish, the preppers. Anybody who doesn't want to be part of this liquid death is the enemy.
Well, yeah, that's why they've characterized us all as terrorists. They've got the FBI putting tracking cookies on people who visit prepper websites, which then follow them around the web everywhere else they go. So people who do care, there are very simple and easy ways to avoid this. The primary one is to get a subscription, which is not expensive, to a technology that simply hides your IP address. And if you're in Britain, you can pretend you're in Texas, and if you're in Texas, you can pretend you're anywhere else. I mean, that's what I have to do when I go to China, because Facebook, everything that I use, YouTube, is blocked, so I have to pretend that I'm in Houston, and they're none the wiser, and that's completely legal, and anyone can do it. So the people who do care about privacy, that's what they need
to
do.
Well, that's right. All over the world, our YouTube videos specifically are blocked, and people send me screenshots, it's been in the news, that they can't see my videos in many cases in Eastern Europe or in Australia or in China or in other areas, but they could see everything else that's on YouTube. And then I try to watch stuff in Australia and it tells me I can't see it because I'm in the US and I've got to go use a proxy if I want to be able to go over there and see that. I mean, this is incredible. This is already being put into place. They don't want us sharing info. See, a show like this can take stories in Africa or stories in North America and can show you a regional story that you're not meant to see in the other part of the world, because they don't want us seeing the continuity of agenda, Paul.
Oh, but, I mean, the problem is most of our traffic we get, if you put out a YouTube video, it could get 500,000 views and it could get 50,000 comments, whereas even articles on our own website, you know, a popular article will probably get 300 comments. So all our traffic is shifting over to them because that's where the matrix is. That's where everybody's got their accounts, is with YouTube and Google. Of course, Google owns YouTube.
And the people say, so, well, why are we there? Because that's the battle zone. And, of course, InfoWars and Prison Planet are getting more traffic than ever. But, yes, there's a larger community there on YouTube or on a Facebook or a Twitter. So, yeah, we'll get thousands of comments on our Facebook and our Twitter areas, and then, you know, our biggest articles, maybe 1,000 comments, and it just shows exactly what you're talking about.
But it shows that you need to interact with the matrix to have any kind of effect on it. I mean, you can go out and live your life without the internet and without modern technology, but you're not going to be able to change anything.
No, you're right. We've got to engage the matrix. We've got to 100% use its systems now. In fact, I want to talk to you off air about, I've never really tried to use hijack pop culture. I want to launch an operation, basically hijack the popular culture. I want to shift into this battle mode, and I think it's going to give us a light year jump on the enemy.
Well, you did it with that Lindsay Lohan poison video, which got hundreds of thousands of views. To a certain extent, that's what the Angelina Jolie thing was.
That reached tens of millions. But the point is, exactly, we hijack one of their petty issues to transmit to people deep in Matrix control.
And we make no apologies for it, because it deserves to be hijacked, because it's absolutely meaningless.
They're hijacking our communication pathway and polluting it with garbage.
Yeah, so it's about giving them the antidote, isn't it? And that's the only way to do it, is to interact with the matrix. So, I mean, that's what Google is now. Google is the matrix. Google is the internet. You can barely use the internet without interacting with Google in some way. They're basically a CIA front. The Stratfor emails confirmed that basically they were one of the main driving forces behind the Arab Spring, behind all these fake revolutions.
Which we knew day one. I mean, Google and the NSA were in there running the whole thing. They're running Al-Qaeda. It's on record. So, I mean, they've got Al-Qaeda blowing up police stations in Syria, and the news calls them protesters.
Listen, they've got Al-Qaeda giving speeches in YouTube videos in front of huge Al-Qaeda flags with, you know, all the headgear on and everything. They've got Libyan Al-Qaeda desecrating Christian graves. But, you know,
But they're banning our videos. They're banning our videos.
Oh, yeah. Al-Qaeda can have all the videos they want, but God forbid should you put out a video about the TSA, it gets age-restricted for no reason. Or the numerous other examples where videos disappear. Now they've got copyright infringement and all this stuff. You know, you got harassed for holding up a newspaper headline. It's ridiculous. But as I said, that's where all the traffic is, so that's where you have to go to wake people up.
And that's why I filed in court quietly 4 times on people that make false claims to see how they like federal court. That's why they don't mess with us that much anymore. Now it's the government demanding our videos be taken down, because we're hurting them. Now, briefly, Paul, and I appreciate the great job you've done. I'm begging you to do that big boil-down bullet point article. Sarkozy's saying arrest people that visit conspiracy sites. Kurt Nemo's got an article on that at InfoWars.com. Briefly, your report's up at Drudge. The government's saying now it's in 2 towns. These big booms being now recorded, they say, are earthquakes. The public isn't buying it, Paul. Tell us about residents skeptical of many quakes' explanation for Clintonville booms.
Well, the USGS came out and said there was a mini earthquake on Tuesday, which was a 1.5 on the Richter scale, which would only be even if it was felt, they have these routinely in California. Nobody even feels them. Even if it was felt, it would be people within a 5 mile zone of it. And yet people 80 miles away in a different town heard the same thing. So they're saying an earthquake that happened on Tuesday caused all these reports of booms, which were reported the previous Sunday night. So how can that be even possible in the first place? And then people 80 miles away hear it as well. Nobody's buying it in this town of Clintonville, but the local city officials have just said, yep, that's it, case solved. All the equipment that was going to find the epicenter of it's been sent back. They're not going to do any more tests. And even professors at the local universities have come out and said that this earthquake that they suddenly found, which, you know, nobody knew had happened until there was this big controversy that they needed to explain away. Even this explanation just doesn't add up. So the mystery continues, and all the residents there are very skeptical about the official explanation.
Well, people can read all that at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com's residents skeptical of many quake explanation. What, they don't believe their government? They're all conspiracy theorists? Have the Southern Poverty Law Center put them on a hate list. I mean, they're questioning. I mean, this is un-American. I mean, Petraeus, watch them. All right, here's what's coming up. Number one, your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers on this Friday. I'm going to do first-time callers today. 800-259-9231. Love to hear from you. And I want to get into this Toulouse shooting. I'd give it about a 90% chance it was purely government staged. Maybe 1% chance it was purely a lone nut who they weren't helping. I mean, they admit they were tracking him for years. People warned him. He went to this Al-Qaeda training deal. But he's a lone actor like all these guys are. And then I predicted they'd blow him up in an apartment, just like in Madrid with the bombings back in 2003, which turned out to be staged. And the government got thrown out in Spain over it. And the police went and just blew up some patsies in an apartment. And, oh, case closed. It turned out federal anti-terror police have been seen planting the bombs on the trains. So this stuff goes on. Obviously, it's in Europe, it's Operation Gladio basically revisited. And now Sarkozy has gone ahead of the nationalist Le Pen, the daughter of Le Pen, who almost won years ago. And they do not like that because they are actually for France and aren't globalist and want out of the EU. And that's just not going to be allowed. Even the socialist, I'm not saying Dominique Strauss-Kahn's good. He's a Bilderberg globalist. He said, don't ruin our societies. We got to write off most of this debt. It's derivatives. You'll destroy the golden goose. It wasn't because he was moral. He was like, look, you can't be greedy. You're going to ruin everything. You're going to totally implode things. And then he was on record. He was about 10 points ahead of Sarkozy. I told you day one that was a setup. It was later confirmed. This has been in New York Daily News, you name it. Sarkozy intelligence operatives were involved. They tweeted it before the police had been called. And they jumped the gun and they staged the whole deal. And it turned out she worked for organized crime and it was all set up. And the charges were dropped. Remember that? The bottom line is don't get in the way of Sarkozy, who isn't even French, by the way. I mean, it's just disgusting that this is going on. So there, I pretty much already covered that. Wow. I usually put an article up. Paul Watson wrote one last night. And, most people agree with us. And when people disagree with me, I always try to see what they're saying. But I'd say 30-40% disagreed. And were really nasty about it. And so after I take some calls, I'm going to get into this. Obama administration tries to shut down Rush Limbaugh. Media Matters is White House front group. And we go on to point out that this group is funded by George Soros on record. Memos have come out that they want to destroy alternative media, Fox News, Limbaugh, but also people like me that's seen as not part of their system. I'm not saying Fox or Limbaugh are good. I criticize them. My radio show is up against Rush Limbaugh. We've had stations calling up wanting to get out of their contract with him to pick up my show. And I've said, I don't want to get stations that way. I would benefit personally in the short term by Rush Limbaugh getting kicked off the air. But long term, they're going to get me next. Folks, the White House is running Media Matters on record. We have links to it all here, admitted, their own memos, funded by George Soros and other foreign groups, and they want to shut him down and kick him off the air? If it was some true grassroots group actually trying to get him off, I'd go, that's kind of dangerous, but okay. The White House, folks, if Bush was trying to get Randy Rhodes or some, you know, liberal radio host off, or Schultz, I would have been against it. Don't you get it? I don't like the Ku Klux Klan, but I'll fight for their right to demonstrate and to publish. I don't like some of the black Muslim groups that say kill all the whiteys. But you know what? They've got a right to say I'm the devil if they want. Folks, it's simple. If they can bring down Limbaugh, they can bring down anybody. And they think he's unpopular, and they're trying to do it.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two, and we're going to be taking calls for the next 30 minutes. Then we have a guest popping on. He's the gentleman who's got both his arms and legs missing, all four limbs, who gets harassed by the TSA. Jeffrey Lewis, he's also a motivational speaker. He'll pop in for 30 minutes. And then I've cleaned the slates in the third hour to take calls yet again and get into all this news. But here in the United States and in Europe, they're using every violent event now to say arrest people that criticize government. Sarkozy has said anyone that visits a site that we say is extreme, you're going to jail. Really, how does a reporter go to a site that's in a foreign country and talk about it? I mean, this is a new dark age. And the very same system they've passed in Germany and France and now England, they're bringing it here. It's pushed everywhere. Kids are already taught this in school. Draw an image of a gun, go to jail, even though there's no law. So we're just all being taught this. Meanwhile, Hollywood, though, can spew the most vile garbage. Vogue magazine can put out, you know, pedophilic-looking stuff. All of this can be thrown in your face, but you don't have any right. The system can use its propaganda, but you don't have your speech to counter it. Let's go to Evan in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good. You're there in mountain time.
I am indeed, yes. I suppose it's afternoon for you. Well, you're talking about sites that you shouldn't visit. That is appropriate. I've been trying to get through to you for a while through your show tips, email address, and so forth. This is important information for you and your viewers. If it's okay with you, I'd like to talk you through how to find this document online, because I'm afraid it's going to disappear within an hour after I mention it.
Okay, go ahead and tell me.
Okay, go to startpage.com, and this is going to remind you of something from December. You're going to type in two words. The first is PAMSS, that's as in Papa Alpha Mike Sierra Sierra. The next is Wiltek.
Hold on, PAMSS.
Papa Alpha Mike Sierra Sierra.
Okay.
Next is Wiltek, Wilco, India Lima.
Just hold on, listen. Just give me the name, and that's how I can search it. People always give URLs out, the whole URL. They try to spell out the whole deal.
This is going back to that document that you talked about in December that disappeared, the National Continuity Plan, the red team and blue team thing with the FEMA camps and all that.
Yeah.
This is a follow-up on that, because they didn't take down the entire document. They took down
there's a whole bunch of them.
But there's a vendor list. There are people who are signing up who want to make money off of this.
Okay, so let me be clear. It's PAMSS.
Yes, and then the next word is Wiltex, WILTEX. That's got one it. Of the companies that signed up. PAMSS. You should get two links on that. The first is an FBO.gov. The other is Cryptome.org. So the original PDF back in December was archived. So anybody who wants to see the entire thing, and there's an important piece of information in there, the other one is the FBO link. and you can either click the main link. Or
by the way, when I covered that, they had COINTELPRO posing as patriots come out and say I was fear-mongering about camps as they're spending billions overall. We found a bunch of other documents activating them everywhere. That's big news that they're getting the emergency centers ready for civil unrest in their own words, but I'm bad. Just like I made up, they're saying kill babies up to age 3. And just like I made up world government, I'm bad. But they've got other conspiracy theorists we can trust saying I'm a liar. Yes, I am aware of the vendors list. I think you may have missed the reports Paul Watson did in January and February, but I haven't seen this particular one. So I should just put that in the search engine or go to the government contract site.
Well, you can go and search there, but StartPage will give you two different links, and it'll take you right there.
PAMSS. All right, so PAMSS, WillTex, and Cryptome.org also, I can search it there. Thank you so much. I'll have to look into that. Great points there. But it's all imaginary. You know that, Alex, 10 years ago. I mean, he said they were building the appliances where they'd have data over power line and smart meters tracking everything in your house. Of course, now it's all admitted, but I'm still bad and a fearmonger because I'm right.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, Geraldo Rivera says a hoodie allowed Zimmerman to kill Martin. And I'm going to give you my take on this. Obama has now come out and said that this young man looked like the son he never had. To personalize it, talk about opportunistic evil. And this is going to be done to play people off against each other in a big way and to try to demonize the Second Amendment. You better believe this is the type of election year stunt that is going to be pulled. And this is what the globalists are into, the multiculturalist. It's never about people living in peace. It's about playing it up. And here's an example. I can go show you crimes by black people against whites, burning them, shooting them, killing them. Does that mean I blame all black people? No. But there are a lot of racial crimes against whites, Hispanics, you name it, and vice versa. There's a big war on average between Hispanics and blacks. I see it all the time, buried in the news. But it never really becomes a big issue because it's not something they can use in an election. I mean, out in California, the Mexican gangs, because they're dominant, are just pushing the blacks out. And it's a turf war. If it was a different black gang, if it was all blacks pretty much in California, it would be one other black group going after another black group, and it'd be over what color they wore, just like Hutus and Tutsis in Rwanda. It's all about turf. And, yeah, people will find race or religion or region. Oh, you're a Yankee. Oh, you're from the South. It's just an excuse to put yourself in groups because humans are tribal. Here, I'm already getting into it, aren't I? But it's just despicable by Obama. I'm going to get into that. More on, this is a big deal, folks, that the White House on record meets with and through groups funds Media Matters. And Media Matters has said they want to end web freedom, period. They attack me. They want me shut down. They're really creepy. They have private investigators. They infiltrate. They make stuff up. It's like a foreign military. I mean, I've had Media Matters call me before as a reporter, and I'm talking to one of their head guys, and I go, you get funded by George Soros? He goes, no, we don't. And I pulled up Federal Elections Commission and nonprofit funding and read it to him. He goes, boy, you're good at that, aren't you? And I went, yeah, here's a million here, a million there. Here's these other groups that he gives to that then give to you. I mean, it's on, and he's just like, well, boy, you're good at that. You got me there, Alex. It's like real funny. I mean, when you're dealing with somebody, they didn't even ideology. They're just mercenaries. It's really creepy. And they said in memos they would infiltrate alternative media, and they see Fox and Limbaugh as the kings of that. Because they're posing as conservative alternative media so the system can control the right angle of it. They're just getting rid of that now. The system has decided, and the memos are out there, they want to just get rid of talk radio. Whether it's liberal, conservative, because you can call in, it's long form. It's very hard for the censors and the talking point controllers to manage it. This is on record. And I've talked in confidence. People go, well, why don't you give us the info? When someone at the highest levels of talk radio, tells you something, and when you're brought into confidence by other people at near the highest level, and you're told names and you're told things that later get confirmed, you can't give the source up. That's journalism 101. If I ever start giving up my sources, if I ever start kissing and telling, as they say in the media, then I'm over. People say, oh, really? We don't believe your PNAC document's real. We don't believe this Homeland Security document's real. Tell us what federal marshal gave it to us. Tell us what state police officer gave it to you. And for a week, I was attacked, and everybody said it was fake both times. Of course, later the government had to admit it was real because Congress started doing requests for the information because congressmen were mentioned as being basically terrorists. And, of course, did I get any apologies when it turned out all that was real? No. No. See, I'm here to hit the barbed wire first. Let's get that straight. So people that think they're beating me when they lie about me and twist things and no, you don't win because I, in the final equation, care about defeating the globalist. I'm ready to hit the barbed wire and take it first to make sure the info gets out, even if I don't get credit. But I realize how valuable our operation is, so it is important for people not to even so much defend us, but support us by being sponsors and by buying our books, videos, T-shirts, by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv, and by taking our info that you know is good and accurate when you check it out for yourself and getting it out to people. COINTELPRO wants you to defend us and spend all your time in a rat's nest defending us. Don't do that. That's why even when I have total proof that somebody's saying about me isn't true, I rarely defend myself unless it's an educational moment. And then occasionally I will. But I take the attacks as, okay, I'm over the target. The old World War II saying, when do you know you're over the target? When you're getting the heavy flak. I take that as we're taking heavy enemy fire. We are over the target. Wait, we're not getting as much fire. There's more fire over there. Turn into it. Because I'm like a signal flare in World War I. You fire it up, it drifts down on a parachute, it illuminates things. Because just a spotlight will only illuminate certain areas. You want that top-down light to be able to see. So I'm a signal flare. That's what I'm doing here. And so I'm up there floating around down towards the ground. Who knows how long I'll be up there. And they're shooting at me. You know, they want to knock me out of the air. They want to pop my parachute so that they're not illuminated. But by then, more people are firing signal flares. My job has already been completed. I mean, I can keep going on for a long time, keep having greater victories against tyranny. But I feel peace and fulfilled because I've already dropped some heavy payloads that are self-replicating, like nanotech information. Virals, what the enemy calls it. And I've already hit them and hit them hard. I mean, I can see the dominoes. I can project out over the horizon with full horizon analysis, and I can go, wow, that's history-making. My name probably won't even be connected to it. But the victory is a survival of the species and an example to others because flesh isn't what's important. What is important is your spirit and your deeds. And my flesh does not like defending Rush Limbaugh, who's attacked me before viciously many times, 5 or 6 times I know of, and built straw men. Rush Limbaugh, who says gas, I actually found the clip, gas people that use drugs. He said that a decade ago while he was gobbling pills. He's all for the drug war while he's doing it himself. The point is, if they can destroy him, see, my flesh says destroy him, but my gut, my spirit, my discernment says no, defend Rush Limbaugh, and my gut's never wrong. And then I can intellectually analyze, okay, why to defend Rush Limbaugh? Well, if they can shut him down for some humor that's mild compared to shows on network television, good Christian bleepers you know, the guy on HBO calling Christians scum and women, you know, this and that. That's all acceptable. Of course, I didn't call for him losing his show. I just called for my right to expose it. Bill Maher. So when they all call for the end of Limbaugh and all of this, it's to set a precedent to go after everybody. And they're going after local talk show hosts, I know. And when you roll over to that stations, when you give into that, you might as well just kiss everything goodbye. Because when the White House, which is Goldman Sachs run on record, is funding Media Matters and having strategy meetings at the White House every meeting and phone strategies every day. And they're trying to shut Alex Jones down. They got Napolitano off the air and brag about it on Fox Business. Glenn Beck wasn't perfect, but putting out more truth than anything else I'd seen on Fox. And he was still a worldly person who did dirty tricks to me behind the scenes. I was there at Fox, supposed to be on a bunch of shows, and they said, sorry, Glenn Beck's throwing a fit. And I was like, well, I was already on The View and CNN and MSNBC. Okay, that's okay. And they said, well, let us get you a steak over here, next door. Sorry about Glenn. Everybody hates him, but he's throwing fits. And then still I'm like, well, don't run him off the air because I understand there's bigger things in me. So all you worldly people saying, you idiot, get rid of Limbaugh. I hope he gets fired and all this. Don't you get it? You can't have the White House front groups trying to kick people off the air. Don't you understand that? This is dangerous for everybody's free speech. All right, I've already covered the Limbaugh now. Let's go to another call. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk into your telephone, John.
Yep. I was just calling about basically to agree with you completely about this Limbaugh thing. Even though, I don't really, respect the guy too much, but I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, if they can take him down, they can literally take anybody down.
Hang together, hang separate. That's what it's called.
Exactly. And if people don't realize that, then pretty much they get what they deserve.
I agree with you. What do you think about Obama coming out and saying this could be his son that got killed to personalize it? That is the sickest exploitation of a death I have ever seen.
Absolutely. I just seen that on the Drudge Report not too long ago, too, and that was my first instinct. I seen it, and I was just like, God, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's Politico reporting it. It's completely and totally disgusting. And again, folks, we've already had stations contacting us that are looking to get out of their contract with Limbaugh. And I'm like, a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, it has a bad feeling. I want to, listen, right. I'm beating him in many cities in the ratings. I want to replace him because I'm more hardcore and get better ratings and I'm a winner. I don't want him off the field before I've crushed him. That's another issue.
Absolutely, yeah. But you're smart enough to realize, like you said earlier, I mean, if he goes down, I mean, next could be easily you.
Exactly. He doesn't go down like this with Obama, that globalist puppet sneaking around with George Soros. I mean, George Soros wants an end to the free press in this country. That's what they do. So, I mean, look, I'm sorry. It's not even a lesser two evils. You can't let the White House and Goldman Sachs, through Soros, kick Rush Limbaugh off the air. More calls coming up. I mean, that is a no-brainer. That is a no-brainer. We'll be right back. Speaking of internet censorship, Sarkozy says prosecute and imprison readers of extremist websites. You can go read the quotes and watch the video with English subtitles at Infowars.com. We'll go over some of that later. I'm going to go back to your calls right now, but briefly back to the subject of Media Matters. Media Matters has 501c3 tax-exempt status and advertises to get that they are nonpartisan. They publicly are funded by the Democratic Party, MoveOn.org, George Soros, and have personnel that meet inside the White House every week and daily phone call war room meetings. I mean, can I be tax-exempt? There is no way. They're going after tea parties all over the country that are doing the tax-exempt thing and saying they're just for the Constitution. And a lot of the tea parties genuinely are mad at the Republicans, too, and they just want the Republic back. They're being shut down, audited everywhere. But it's just such a rigged game. I am so sick of it. And I'm quite frankly blown away by some of our readers at Infowars.com implying that I'm friends with Limbaugh when he's attacked me on record, and I'm on the radio against him for 15 years in this slot. 15 years. I'm a direct competitor with Rush Limbaugh, and I'm saying don't kick him off the air. And I called Ted Anderson. We're going to split 50-50. I'm going to do a longevity vitamin ad because I believe it's really good products on there. I mean, he's calling right now. We're going to make a big ad buy, put money in Clear Channel and Rush Limbaugh's pocket. And you know why? Because I'm not letting the White House shut down free speech in this country. And I'm going to tell you something. If they did this to Air America, if Bush would have been trying to shut down Air America, I'd have gone and made an ad buy on them. It's real simple. It's very, very simple. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Let's go ahead and talk to Logan in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you.
I'm a recent convert to the InfoWars, man, but I've been awake for pretty much my whole life. I've always thought that there's, you know, like everybody just seems like zombies to me. I got a couple of slogans for you. One is apathy is treason, okay?
Ooh, that's stealing that, baby. Do I have permission for a bumper sticker?
Oh, of course, man.
Hey, it's anything done. It's done. Cause, it's done. Apathy is treason. Infowars.com.
Yes, sir. And then my other one is ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement. That's a good T-shirt for you, man.
Hello? I'm writing it down, buddy. Your first one is pure gold. The second one's pure gold. You're a genius.
We, out here in California, I try to preach the word of InfoWars to everybody I know. I'm out here, you know, waking up minds like Morpheus on a daily basis, you know, encouraging people, my friends, my family, my coworkers to research and read, you know, like people walk around these days, and there used to be a time in this country when, you know, knowledge was power. And now the only thing that is empowers anybody is their iPhones and American Idol and, you know, the recent celebrity death. And it's sickening.
Well, they're in a trance. They're in a medical trance. We've written articles with the government documents, just like we wrote articles 6 years ago and 10 years ago about appliances having tracker systems in them. Now it's admitted, but we had the documents. It is a fact that in the entire television watching world, brainwaves are lowering every decade. Most of the public is in a near-sleep state, highly suggestible, programmed. Humans are computers, electrochemical. They are literally programming people. Half the DARPA funding at the University of Texas Psychology Department, where I was given tours of areas that were unclassified, excuse me, don't want to say classified, it's part of it, well, it was semi. Oops, you actually were allowed to see that, and it was all how to mind control people. Okay? It's real. So don't be mad at zombies out there. These are zombies. These are now basically biological androids. That's what the globalists call them. The globalists call these sheep biological androids. They're biomechanical robots. Do you understand that?
No, I do. I do. And I'm completely on board with what you're saying with this, because it literally is, it's like a multi-construct chemical lobotomy. It's like a mass Stockholm syndrome where everybody loves their abusers and they just walk around.
You're a genius. You know, hey, you want to be a guest on the show sometime?
I would love to work for you.
Well, you sound pretty smart. Maybe you can be a roving reporter for us out in California. Put him on hold. I want his number. And we'll try. We're so busy. I'm such a limited crew, but maybe we'll send you a camera and stuff, see what you do. I got to find out your whole view on things. You sound like a smart guy. Get his number for me, Harmon. All right, we're coming up with a guest popping in. He's missing both arms and legs, and TSA's got his number. And then we'll get back to your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to have completely open phones in the third hour that's only about, 27 minutes away. For everybody holding, I will get to you, Chris, Chad, John, Franklin, Gorgo, and many others that are holding the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And I'll get into all of this other news and science and technology, the economy. We're going to get into more of this shooting in Florida that the president is now completely exploiting. You say what you want about the shooting. It's tragic. Doesn't look good for the guy going off the property, following him and all this from what we've got with some witnesses. But regardless, this is being exploited right now by Al Sharpton and others. So I'll be talking about that some. But your call's coming up for the entire next third hour, and they'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're about to go to our guest for the next 25 minutes or so, Jeffrey Lewis, who's a motivational speaker, an amazing guy, missing all of his limbs, or most of all of his limbs, who has been going through some TSA hell. And one of our reporters was out in Phoenix, Patrick Henningsen, visiting family, and he talked to this gentleman in the airport, so we'll be talking to him in a moment. I want to mention something, because I'm going to be honest with you. I lost 37 pounds in about 2.5 months, and then I've never been a big vitamin mineral person, and I just got off of taking my Tangy Tangerine and my Rebound and my Cell Shield and the rest of it. I started taking it like once a day, or one of them, and instead of being able to run like 8 miles, I just didn't have the motivation but to run 4 or 5. So about a week ago, I said, man, this stuff, you know, I'm promoting it. I did all this research. It's the best stuff out there. I better start taking, you know, the full dose of Tangy Tangerine every day, the Pollen Burst, the Cell Shield, the Rebound. And I've been back on it a week and started losing weight again and ran out of time. So I only ran 6 miles, but I was ready to run 10 miles this morning. And folks, it's the food crops are being grown on soils that are almost totally depleted. And I had all these different doctors and scientists on that kept promoting that you don't need 70-something minerals, you need 90-plus trace elements. You need higher dosages of these different vitamins. Well, they've got it. Everything you need in the Tangy Tangerine, and you can turbo boost it with Rebound, Citrus Punch, Pollen Burst is amazing. Instead of drinking coffee in the afternoon, I'll drink that. Just incredible with all the B vitamins. And when you get it from InfoWarsTeam.com, you not only get discounts like free shipping on qualifying orders, but you also support this transmission. You can also sign up as distributors at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can get big discounts there and get wholesale prices. So there's videos there with Dr. Wallach, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, with Dr. Corey Gold. It's all there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's also a phone number there on the side if you want to call and order or ask any questions or get involved in that. There's also training sessions that happen every week. There in the training and resource section, and there's archives of all those. So it's also a great business opportunity, but for me, that's a side issue. If you just start trying it, it will blow you away because you won't be as hungry. I mean, last night, I was up at about midnight posting a video on InfoWars.com, and I'd already eaten at about 6 o'clock, and I was a little bit hungry. One of that midnight snack, I just went and had a little half a dose of Tangy Tangerine, because I don't take a full one or you can't sleep. Even though Tangy Tangerine doesn't have any caffeine or ginseng in it, like Pollen Burst, still you can't sleep. I can't if you take a full dose. I took a little, almost a half dose with some water. Boom! No longer hungry. Because my body's like, wow, give me more of that. So again, check it out today, InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, going to our guest, we posted the video, and it was seen by hundreds of thousands of people our reporter shot in the airport on just his iPhone. That was Patrick Henningsen. Jeffrey Lewis is a member of the National Speakers Association, the Amputee Coalition of America, a certified peer visitor, and is a co-facilitator of Lively Limbs Amputee Support Group in East Mesa, Arizona. And he's a nice guy. You know, he's a really talented, interesting guy in the videos I've seen. He goes and speaks to students and really, you know, empowers them and understand that sometimes you don't know how good life is until you do get into adversity. Sometimes, who was it? Victor Hugo, the French philosopher and statesman, who said that adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. I gotta tell you, some of the best things ever happened in my life were adversity. I don't get into those stories, but nothing like his adversity. Got an infection and lost his limbs. I want him to talk about that. And in fact, before we get into the bad stuff with the TSA, I'd like to have him up sometime for a full hour. We have limited time today. Tell us about yourself a little bit, Jeff. And then I know you want to be nice and not get after the TSA and saying they're doing their job, but the politicians are out of control. This isn't keeping us safe. It's training our kids that pedophiles can touch them. The psychologists are on record. When the state of Texas tried to ban it, the feds threatened a blockade of our airspace. So I know you're like, before you came on, you're like, I just don't want to bash the TSA. They're doing their job, but this is out of control. So first, tell us about yourself and then what you're going through when you fly all the time to speak around the country.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for inviting me on your show. My wife is here also, and she's part of this my story also. In fact, she's the biggest hero of all in this whole thing. So if you need her to chime in, just let me know. I was shot in the back in 1985 and lost my spleen, and that's actually what caused the loss of my limbs. Because your spleen captures encapsulated bacteria, I contacted Strep B in 2005, and because I had no spleen to fight it off, it developed into sepsis, and then what's called DIC, which is your body's miracle that saves blood for your heart and your brain and your lungs by cutting off the blood supply to things that are unnecessary. And in that case, it was my hands and my feet. And I almost lost my nose and my ears. And I woke up in a hospital after being in a coma for 3 weeks with no hands and no feet. And that's everything else was described to me. But before that, I had been perfectly healthy. I've only been sick one day in my life, for that period of my life, and boy, that was a doozy.
And since then, you are a motivational speaker. Kind of encapsulate what you do there.
Well, I kind of stumbled into that. People had started inviting me to just come tell my story. To be honest with you, before this happened to me, nobody cared much about what I had to say, even my students. But now my wife and I have literally been all over the country just to share our story, and we love it. We just love to get out and say life goes on. Basically, my story is if you fall down, get back up. Don't complain about the things you don't have. Celebrate the things you do have. And I'm surrounded by heroes and wonderful people. I golf, I bowl, I run, and I'm dance with my wife, and I'm just leading a fantastic life.
Well, my father, his dad was in World War II and flew bombers, but then after he flew his 22 missions, he was on the ground in Italy, and he saw a lot of kids with arms and legs blown off. And my dad, every once in a while, would complain, wanting some new shoes or whatever, not wanting to go milk the cows at 4:30 in the morning, and he would say, you know, to my dad, you know, I saw a man, you know, who was complaining that he had no shoes until he saw a man who had no feet. And, I mean, I guess that parable certainly fits in your story. How did it change your outlook on life, losing both your arms and legs?
Actually, don't get me wrong, I'd love to have my hands and feet back. But I'm actually enjoying life more right now. I mean, there's so many fantastic people out there that I've met and that I've helped and that have helped me. And I don't know who it was, Sigmund Freud or whoever, but there's no better feeling in this world than to help someone else. That's the good feeling in life. And you were talking about your parents. My parents were very, very instrumental in my attitude. My dad was on board the USS Oklahoma in Pearl Harbor when the Japanese came in. He was a musician and was actually leading the band in the national anthem. My mom was a rheumatoid arthritic, as crippled up as you could possibly be with it. But if you ever talked to her on the phone, she would never complain. And she'd say, "How you feeling today?" And she'd say, "Oh, I hurt a little bit." That's about as much complaining as she would do. So my family isn't a complaining family. And we get up, we brush ourselves off, and we get right back in the batter's box again.
Well, that's what, not just the American way, that's the human way. And, you know, the globalists want to make us all a bunch of victims so they can control us. And they're not there trying to give us a hand up. They actually want to cut our legs off and give us a pair of crutches. No pun intended there, sir. Look, I know you don't want to sit here and bash on people, but it's got to be done. I was on a TV show last week, and they were going after the TSA people. And I said, how about the politicians? And since Obama's gotten in office, and I'm just giving credit where it's due, that's where all the groping and everything is accelerated, and he could stop it. And the idea that we're just going to blame the TSA, I mean, I get that. That's wrong. And I tend to do that myself because that's where the rubber meets the road. But what you're going through, flying every week or so to go on speaking engagements, and they know you, and they put you through all this, and I see it with other people, you know, 95-year-old women going home to die with cancer, trying to make them get out of wheelchairs, stripping them. I mean, I'd rather have terrorists blow a bunch of stuff up than live like this. And since when did Americans say, take all my liberty to keep me safe?
agree with you on that. It wouldn't bother me so much if everybody didn't know me on a first-name basis. We walk up to the gate, and they say, hey, Jeff, where are you going today? And then as soon as I get on the other side of that metal detector, here comes the guy with the rubber gloves. And the smile's gone, and he says, all right, I want to know who approached you. Was it Tattaglia or Barsini? And it just bugs me every time. They have to assume that I've changed since the last time they went over me. I have to fill out so much personal information to even buy my tickets. Can't they just check that out and pull me aside if a flag goes up? I just don't understand why every time I have to get the full once over.
Well, this is guilty until proven innocent. And it's overthrowing our common law and constitutional system. The idea that you're all guilty and we're going to put you through this, and we know there's nothing in your background. You're already run through the check, but now we're going to do this to you. And now the TSA is actually expanding out onto the roads of America.
And how have my prosthetics changed since the last time you swapped me over and felt me up? Nothing's changed. The only possible thing is if someone would have gotten to me and paid me off. I mean, that's an awful big jump right there. That's the only possible way that I would be any different the next time I go to the airport. If someone bribed me and talked me into blowing up a plane, then that's not going to happen.
Incredible. Well, also, notice what zero tolerance in school does. I've seen this like 20 times as it keeps happening over the last decade, where it's career day, and it's always somebody's dad is in the military or they're a police officer. It's always the same. And they say, you know, draw a picture in art class of your parents and what they do. I remember doing that. And they draw their dad who's in the Marines, or they draw, you know, their mom or whoever is a police officer with a gun, and they arrest them or kick them out of school. And they go, well, it's zero tolerance where the teachers aren't able to make their own decisions. It's a default. And they want that mindless, robotic following orders. And that's what TSA is about. They know you're not a terrorist. They know you. They meet you every week. So it's this idea of we're not going to violate just one group's right. We're going to violate everybody, and that makes it fair.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was a teacher for 30 years, and there's certain things that I did because I was told to do, but there's also certain things that I refused to do. When common sense has to take place someplace along the line.
So where do you go from here?
What do you mean, traveling or with my life?
With the TSA, yes.
I'm just going to comply. I'm not going to make waves about it. I hope they don't think I'm jumping on them. There's only one time that I really became angry with them, and they had given me the full check over and let me go. And so I went to my gate, and they hunted me down and brought me all the way back, saying they needed to check some more things out. And they made me take each prosthetic on every limb, turning it a quarter of a turn so they could X-ray it again. And I almost missed my flight because of that. And the guy that was doing it was really obnoxious. But 99 out of 100 TSA people I've dealt with have been very apologetic, very nice, and most of them have encouraged me to fill out a complaint card.
Well, that's what happens to me. I fly some, and they either want my autograph and say, look, it's just a job. We're trying to unionize and change this. But other times, I've had them get in my face and go, this is Alex Jones. He's a troublemaker. And I'm like, you're actually in America trying to intimidate me now. You don't intimidate me with your so-called authority. You ought to be ashamed of the misuse of power. And I understand you fly a lot and you love helping people with your story. So, but the fact that you're wanting to, hey, I hope they don't come after me. I hope they let me fly, you know, because I'm speaking about them. Bro, this is America. And you've got, tell us what you really think about it.
Well, I feel offended, and I feel my freedoms have been jeopardized because of this. But I'm not blaming the TSA individuals. I believe they are told from the higher-ups to do what they're doing.
Of course they are. Yeah, they're not allowed to have any discretion.
And if they don't do it, they'll hire someone in their place who will. So it's like the, I hate to make this strong of a comparison, but it's like Nazi Germany. It's my superior officers told me to do this, and if I don't do it, then I'm done. I'm up to the Russian front.
Well, you're right, and the Russian front, boy, that was not fun. But that's where appeasing the system ends up, that finally when you're forced to say no, it's off to the Russian front. We need to say no now before stuff gets really, really bad.
You know, it's two things that kind of really chap my hide about this. They haven't caught anybody yet doing this. They haven't caught one person from boarding the plane. Yet, they've had the underwear bomber, they've had the guy with the fuse in his shoe get on. There's a group out there that intentionally tries to smuggle things on, and they actually smuggled a 1930s-style Tommy gun onto a plane, and that wasn't picked up on the screening. So what good is it doing?
It's training you that unbonded, unsworn, non-peace officers can violate the Fourth and Tenth Amendment and operate anywhere in the country. And it's training the American people and their children to line up at the Gestapo checkpoint.
I agree. But I'm not blaming the TSA people.
Well, I'll say this. It is a cop-out in the final equation to blame them. We should blame ourselves letting the Congress and the executive branch and the courts and the state governments put up with this.
I agree. What can we do as a nation to do something about this?
You know, that's an important question. When we come back in the next little short segment, I want to talk about some ideas I have for solutions. And then I want you to think during this little 3-minute break.
You bet.
And we can discuss that, because it's one thing to complain about this. One thing is people aren't flying as much. And that's why you've got the Orlando airport seeing a big loss in tourism, saying we want the TSA out. And then maybe bring private groups in. There could be competition on who could do it in a better, you know, fashion. But again, the feds do not have the power to order that small children have their genitals grabbed by men and women. I mean, it's illegal. So it needs to stop. We'll be right back with our guest, Jeff Lewis. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jeffrey Lewis is our guest. He's a man who has both his arms and legs missing and is a motivational speaker and gets the once over and the twice over and the thrice over everywhere he goes. Solutions, we've got to get people elected that will curtail and back off what the TSA is doing, this federal power grab. We've got to get our state houses to pass legislation. And when Texas passed it in the House last year unanimously, and the Senate was about to just ban the TSA touching people inappropriately because it's already illegal, the feds threatened an armed blockade. Well, go ahead and do it then. I mean, that type of threat of pure tyranny, just go ahead and get it done now. Because let's get that out in the open. They could have never have carried that out. Not like this is Libya. That would have exposed them. They would have had to back off. Kind of like if they're able to kick Rush Limbaugh off the air. They're going to get emboldened to shut everybody down. See, even though I'm up against Rush Limbaugh, I understand that. I understand if he went off the air, I'd get a lot more affiliates very quickly. But I don't want that, because it's at the expense of the First Amendment. So we hang together or hang separate. There are other things we can do. What are your ideas, Jeff, of what we can do here?
Well, I got a very simple solution, actually. Every time my wife and I fly, we buy our tickets online, and we have to fill out a lot of very, very personal information just to get those tickets. Isn't that information available to the airlines? And wouldn't that tell them whether they need to pull me aside and give me the once-over? When I get to the airport, they say, hey, we got something here we need to talk to you about. Otherwise, let me go right on through. Sorry, your background's okay. You hop right on.
That's right. If you don't have reasonable suspicion, then there is no excuse to mess with people. That is the basic common law the world over for thousands of years. Take this reported shooter who conveniently was killed over during the election, and Sarkozy's gotten a 10-point bounce out of it. It turns out for 2 years they knew all about it. Women had warned them, girlfriends. He'd gone to Afghanistan. They knew what he was doing and that he had guns. And they just let him do it.
Oh, yeah. What? And the hardest thing for me to stomach is the second, third, fourth, 15th, 20th, 100th time they check me over as if I've never been checked before. I mean, how many times do they have to check me over and say, hey, this guy's clean, let him go?
Well, sir, as you know, they pull colostomy bags off people and say, what's this? I mean, I've had them ask me what a Canon camera is. It's got Canon on it. Looks like the classic 35-millimeter camera. And I literally say, is that a joke? This has happened repeatedly. You know what that is.
You know, I had contact with a woman who was detained because of her, she had separate breast milk. And she didn't want it to go through the X-ray machine. And they detained her so long that she missed her flight. This was like 50 minutes they held her, deciding what to do with this breast milk. They finally said, you either let us X-ray it or you have to dump it out. In the meantime, her baby is starving. So that's gone over the line.
Oh, no, they make them drink it to prove it's theirs, or they make them breast pump it out to show them. You didn't hear about that a month ago?
Oh, I did not hear about that.
I'm not kidding.
But, I mean, I think she would have been glad to taste it for him. I think she would have been more than happy to, but she stood there in that glass booth for 50 minutes while they were trying to decide what to do with her breast milk.
It's all just training us to put up with anything. Jeff Lewis, what's the best website for folks to check out what you're doing?
My website is don'tworryaboutme.com.
Don'tworryaboutme.com. Hey, did you get uptick in speaking requests when we did that video on you?
I've got a lot of hits. I haven't got any specific requests yet, but boy, I've gotten a lot of questions.
Yeah, well, give your website out again.
Don'tworryaboutme.com.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll talk to you again, brother. God bless.
Thanks, Alex. Hey.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, coming up, I've mentioned this, but it is a big deal because it's the plan for the United States. Sarkozy, prosecute and imprison readers of extremist websites. Also, we the people demand a full-scale investigation of the eligibility requirements of the President Obama to be president and run again for a second term. We're going to be talking about that coming to a head and more. I'm also getting into this shooting outside Orlando and how they're openly trying to create race war in this country with this tragedy. Obama is shameless, saying, he looks like the son I never had, the poor guy that got shot. This is incredible. But right now, let's go to Chris in New Jersey, then Gorgo, Chad, John, Franklin, and others. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Pretty good.
I noticed what you're saying about just what's happening. I mean, the police departments, a lot of them, I think I can't say all of them, but most of them in my area, they're just getting, you know, violating people's rights and out of control, and it's just terrible. I mean, it's just like you have no freedom anymore.
Well, people are waking up, though. I've got reports that guns are selling so fast, factories are so far behind producing guns, they're having to suspend the new manufacture for now, or new orders while they catch up. I mean, it's like an armed camp in this country, and I wish people would put that energy. I think it's great they got more firearms. That's a good insurance policy, but yeah, I bet they better train with them, too, and think about their rules of engagement, too, not just buy a bunch of guns or they're near worthless. But people should also fight in the info war hardcore before you ever think about starting a shooting war.
Definitely. I mean, these cops don't just violate your constitutional right. It's like Nazi Germany. You feel, and when I was a kid, I mean, the police department where I live was never like that. Now, I mean, they're pretty disgusting. I mean, I'm sitting in front of my
brother, you live in New Jersey, and it varies, but I mean, when I've read in New Jersey, I mean, they do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's what I heard, because, I mean, somebody told me they lived out in Texas over there and that the police weren't as harassing as the police in New Jersey. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. This guy was telling me from here, he lived...
Say that again? Say that again?
This guy lived outside of Dallas, and he told me the police weren't as harassing to people as they are in New Jersey.
Well, Dallas is pretty darn dangerous, and I've got to be honest about the police in Dallas. They're so busy, they're not out writing as many tickets as places like Austin. I mean, let me tell you, in Dallas, it's downright dangerous. I go up there sometimes, and especially downtown and stuff, I've had people, really aggressive panhandlers slash muggers, that I was about to have to punch in the face repeatedly, and then all of a sudden a cop just pops out of nowhere. I mean, they're on it in Dallas. I'm not saying they're perfect, but I've actually been in Dallas, I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 times doing video shoots the last decade, where repeatedly I've got aggressive people to me and my camera guys trying to shake us down, and like a jack-in-the-box, a cop just goes boing, boing, boing. I mean, you talk about Johnny on the spot in areas of Dallas, because Dallas has always been a pretty serious city. But yeah, I know some areas you get a bad culture and the union gets in control, and you get really out of control police, and you get a culture of thugs. Also, it depends on where police work. When they work around really bad areas, they also tend to just get to where they see everybody as criminals. They get exhausted. Like the 6th Street cops, a lot of them. The ones on the bikes aren't too bad, but sometimes there's these shaved head, you know, tattooed type guys. I'm profiling them because that's what I've seen, who are just starting fights, kind of the tough guy type, black gloves, shaking people down, hitting on hot girls, getting in people's faces for no reason, telling folks they can't videotape. And I've had some run-ins with them. And I mean, you look at them and I'm like, man, you're like a roid head bouncer. And they're like, I was a bouncer. Better watch it, Jones. But I mean, it's those types that just really make police look bad. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, Monday through Friday, tip of the spear in the info war. Knowledge is power, and the truth trumps any lie. Do you want the truth? Do you need it? We are live into hour number 3, wide open phones today. Let me hit one news item, because I was just mentioning in the last segment, just to back up what I'm saying. You know, I'm neurotic about that. Here's a press release from Ruger, put out yesterday afternoon. Effective immediately, Ruger has stopped accepting firearms orders. The company says that they have had to temporarily suspend the acceptance of new orders. I got to stockpile more myself. After receiving requests for more than 1 million units. In 1 month. That's one of hundreds of companies. This is keeping our economy going right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I did the numbers a month ago. The previous record for gun sales from like 1994, when Clinton was trying to ban semi-autos, that doubled in the 6 months before Obama got elected, and then continued, and then roughly doubled again, right at doubled, and then now more than doubled, and now the new numbers coming in, it has reached pandemonium. I want to warn the globalists, and I know they're spying, and they've got actuaries and computer algorithms. I know they know this. Let me explain something. You could steal the election from Ron Paul in Iowa, Maine, South Carolina, and Nevada. And then people said, oh, well, he's not winning. Then I better go vote for somebody that is a winner. But he was the front runner up front. That's why they said he couldn't win and gave him the least amount of time. I mean, Ron Paul was the front runner. That shows that conservatives have woken up and are becoming constitutionalist. Now, and he's staying in there to keep educating folks. That's a great idea. But you go look at the numbers. 4 years ago, when he was not even as well known as now, and this year and last year, Ron Paul is always over 70% of all Republican donations, even though there were eight candidates, and Obama combined. All the military given to Obama, Ron Paul gets more. All the Republicans, Ron Paul got more. Now, that's starting to not happen because the military is going, well, I guess Santorum or Mitt Romney might be better. That's their statement, not mine. And a lot of folks are still sticking with Ron Paul, and that's great. And he's going to run for a third party? Who knows? I probably not. The point is that the military's waking up. The police, I talked to them, they're waking up. And the public's waking up, those that know how to tie their shoelaces. You got folks that watch sitcoms all day and literally, you know, don't know their head from a hole in the ground. Those people don't count. They've never counted. They never will count. Let's get that straight. I could take 5% of this country if they were highly motivated and actually followed plans I've developed myself, and the people actually executed 100%, 5% could sweep the globalist without firing a shot. The problem is the globalist would then fire shots to try to make it physical. And if that it goes to that, their plan is to let civil war, death, mass shootings rage, and just let us kind of bake. That's what they do in the third world for a year or two, and then people will beg later because of the total depression for control. I don't think that's going to happen either, because we're going to get the word out who did it. They could kill me tomorrow, and I hope they don't. And you don't think this mission's going to continue? You don't think the word's already not out? You think people are waking up now and our credibility is just golden, triple platinum right now? It's going to go supernova when they go to the next phases of this. That's why they got a meme out that Alex Jones doesn't know what he's talking about. None of it's coming true because it's all coming true with precision. And the system is freaking out because myself and many others hit the barbed wire decades ago, back when nobody was talking about this and we sounded like five-headed Martians from planet Pop Snout. So it's on right now. It's on. It's on big time. And there is a globalist takeover of America. You're living in what is either the final days of this republic and a nightmare, technocratic, genetic engineer, bioweapon, freak show, mad scientist, madhouse, psychopath party land. You're either living in the final days of the Republic and hell that'll make Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot look like choir boys. You're either living in those days, the beginning of that, or 1776, freedom, destiny, awakening worldwide. There's a reason the globalists are getting ready to accelerate total tyranny. Well, they're already now, I keep saying getting ready. We're now into the acceleration. And it's acceleration. It just gets getting wilder. I mean, you strap yourselves in. Because this is it. You're going to start seeing stuff get crazier and crazier and crazier. And I keep saying this. You see it getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And still crazier. And then crazier. And you're going to see all this tech they've got lined up, embedded in everything, the cashless society rolling out, bio, flesh-eating bacteria, all of it. Question is, will they fully implement? They won't fully implement if their algorithms show they're not going to win. And that's why they're only doing little shootings and stuff to get Sarkozy elected, and Obama's like seizing on natural events and going, oh, that's like my son that got killed, to make it like he's the victim. He lost his son. He knows at a subconscious level he's claiming him as a son. So it's like Obama lost his son. I mean, it's just pure. This is government run by technocratic psychiatrists and genetic engineers and mathematicians. And the holy grail is future prediction systems. Google's all over the news admitting that. I mean, these guys, These guys are getting demigod powers out of technology, but they're still humans. And because they're evil, they're not fully developed humans. So they think they're understanding, but they have power and cunning, but not wisdom. That's smarts and basic knowledge or IQ test is not wisdom. Those are two different things. An ounce of wisdom is worth 1,000 gallons of smarts. Smarts alone, or just raw data crunching, evil people look in 2 or 3 levels. And the globalists know this, so they try to look out into further models, but they delude themselves that they're going to be able to manage this, and you're not. You are so wrong. You are so horribly wrong about what you're doing. Here it is. Strum Ruger and Company, Inc., NASDAQ, RGR, announced today that for the first quarter 2012, the company has received orders for more than 1 million. And if you backdate this to reports I've seen, it's like 1 million in the first month. So that's why they're stopping. That's why I said 1 million a month. But according to this, 3 months. Therefore, the company has temporarily suspended the acceptance of new orders. That'll only make it 10 times worse. Chief Executive Officer Michael O. Pfeiffer made the following comments. The company's retailer programs that were offered from January 1st, 2012 through 29th, 2012 were very successful and generated significant orders from retailers to independent wholesale distributors for Ruger firearms. Here to date, the independent wholesale distributors placed orders with the company for more than 1 million Ruger firearms. That's so sexy. Despite the company's continued successful efforts to increase production rates, oh yeah, liberty's sexy, folks. You know what gets my heart beating? Freedom. People waking up is like watching Marilyn Monroe stand out there when that wind's blowing up under her dress. Oh, man. Steal my heart. Oh. Oh, man. And it just goes on. They say by May they might be able to be caught up. We'll see. Emergency food's all flying off. By the way, if you do want to get the highest quality storable foods, this isn't even a plug here. They're our big sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com. It's the best place out there. It makes me mad there's a lot of crud being sold. That's how I found eFoods. I bought like 3 different places, and it was MSG. It was like 10 years old, repackaged. They said it was new, fly-by-night garbage. And then I found eFoods, the biggest, oldest company. There's all these liars that say they're older. It's pure bull. eFoods is the place to get your storable food. The widest spectrum, eFoodsDirect.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And separately, everybody needs to get a ProPure water filtration system. It's heads above, and we have all the specs at InfoWars.com, the shopping cart area with the 5 different filters we offer. We have a 10% discount. Our price is already the lowest. When you purchase, it does support us, obviously. You know, we're free market here. We're not revolutionaries. We're restorationists. So we don't rob banks to fund ourselves. We sell products we believe in. You can get the ProPure water filters at InfoWars.com, and you can get all the specs. They are better across the board than any other water filter out there. ProPure at InfoWars.com. And if you type in the product code water in there, you get 10% off the already low price on the ProPure gravity-fed filters that blow the competition away. Go look at the leading competitors' numbers stacked up against ProPure. And again, the others will do just fine for you. Just you want something that works better, looks better, has bigger filters, fluoride filters, everything. Beautiful glass spigot so you can see the water level, a lot of other features. It just blows the competition away. InfoWars.com, ProPure, your call straight ahead. Coming up, more on the big attack on free speech worldwide and the end of the Fourth Amendment. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Gorgo, then Chad, John, and Bill. Gorgo from California, you're on the air. Gorgo sounds like somebody who battled Godzilla. Godzilla versus Gorgo. Gorgo, good to have you.
Hi, Alex.
Actually, I think Gorgo was a England Godzilla movie from the 80s or
there
something.
There you
like
go.
That,
I knew it. Gorgo. Guys, Google Gorgo. Let's put Gorgo on screen while this guy. That's a cool name. I like it. I wasn't knocking it. I like it. Sounds powerful.
It's a pet name. It was given to me a long time ago.
Gorgo the Magnificent. Gorgo versus King Kong. Go ahead.
I'm calling actually about when you were referring to Prometheus. I'm an old Giger fan. In fact, going off the subject real quick, I'm the one who sent you that Cobra Commander costume back in January.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I plugged myself. I just wanted to.
You made a really nice Cobra Commander outfit. You sent it to us. It was too small for me, so I put it on Jacobson, the really nice uniform, and then he played the part of my lieutenant. But then I put on the other outfit you gave me, and we did a little Cobra Commander for you.
Yeah, that was great. That was awesome. Anyway, I'm an old Giger fan, and I've really changed my perspective on things since I've become awake. Anyway, I was in a lot of different circles of special effects artists, and we've seen a lot of Giger stuff. Somebody gave me a book called
Necronomicon. He put one out called Necronomicon.
Well, there's this one called www.hrgiger.com, and it has this page in there. I'm gonna send it to you guys, this page, or at least maybe look it up. It's this page says a Swiss transit tunnel that Giger had designed back in 93, and it's a big pentagram plans. He had sent this design to
Swiss. You say what kind of tunnel?
It was called the officially it's called the STT Swiss Transit Tunnel, underground at half hour intervals.
Now I know he designs a lot of stuff, and he's designing the new monsters for this new movie, and it's total Illuminati stuff. Yeah, that guy puts out some really satanic, very powerful stuff. It's archetypal. That's why it freaks people out so bad. But Swiss Transit Tunnel. And I don't see it yet.
At each point of the pentagram of this, he had plans for pyramids at each point where conjunctions. It's pretty dark. I mean, Giger is like pretty much the architect of hell.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I'm on his site, and I know it's listed on here, so I'll find it during a break, and we'll put it up. Guys, search H.R. Giger, Swiss Transit Tunnel, and it'll come up in images, so we can put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For folks that don't know about it out there, tell folks who Giger is, and, of course, who the legendary director of the original Alien, not the other cheesy ones, is Ridley Scott.
Yeah. Giger is very famous for his biomechanical designs. For Dune, he even did the tequila worm for Poltergeist 2. The guy's got some. I respect him as an artist, but I mean, he's got some dark stuff. Even the Species Alien,
super duper satanic and very archetypal. And his biomechanical drawings, it's really nasty and extreme satanic type stuff. Didn't his wife commit suicide or something? I mean, just all this darkness around him. And you can see it. I mean, talk about somebody you want to be in the movies playing a evil person. I mean, he just radiates. And I've seen photos of his crew, too. Ooh, I don't want to get anywhere near it. I don't want to get anywhere near it. I want the opposite. But see, that's what they're doing. They're imitating death life. It's like ugly death that spawns its own life. And that's what these Satanists really want. That's what the genetic engineering is. And they love ugliness. They love the twisting of children. That's why a lot of his things are like disease, rotting demon children. Schwarzenegger, I know, is a big fan of it. And a lot of other dark spinoff art. Schwarzenegger, because I came across him at an art gallery saying it was his favorite art, like dead children killed in car wrecks. He pays for photographs of that and stuff, and little babies mangled in car wrecks. Schwarzenegger goes into his private office and looks at that all day, and little girls dressed up in Nazi outfits laying on beds. It's very sick. I'll take life. That's what I choose. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to hurry through Chad, John, Bill, Kevin, and Firestarter's calls, and that'll be it in this hour for calls. And then I want to hit some more news here that's really important, the attacks on the First Amendment, Obama shamelessly tying himself to this poor, dead black youth who was killed in some type of altercation. We're not sure exactly what happened, but it's certainly being used as a psyop. But I wanted to direct your attention, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, just type in Geiger art. If you're, don't do it around your children. A lot of it's pornographic. It's the stuff used in Alien. It's the stuff used in the new movie coming out, Prometheus, the Swiss artist. And it's some of the Illuminati's favorite art. And here's one of diseased babies in biomechanical shells. And that's what the globalists think is beautiful. That's what they want to create. And they're selling all this ugliness to us. Look at this. And you can just search Monsanto's children's comic. And you can see it online. This is what's shown to public school children. It says, look closer at biotechnology. And look, all the bugs are happy, even though they're biotech. Most of their crops are meant to have pesticide that grows naturally in them. Pharmacological crop. Now that actually kills the bugs. But, oh, look, healthy food, the world's all green, a closer look. Of course, it's good that they're children because, you know, under three generations of biotech, they on average won't live past 10. So it's good that they're children, and this will be elderly in the future, you know, 10 years old. Hi, kids. Welcome to Biotechnology Basic Activity Book. When I was at the Grand Canyon, they have activity books about bossing your parents around to not take hot baths for the earth. And it just goes through that it's so wonderful that Monsanto, of course, they don't tell the kids that at the Monsanto facilities, their engineers refuse to have any GMO in their cafeterias and demand that they not eat what they're creating, just like all the other elite wouldn't dare eat it because they're nice people. Oh, looky. Oh, she's thinking about saving the earth when she's doing the Monsanto GM because she will save it when you're bye-bye. She's a good engineer. Oh, they're going to help everybody. So nice. And they said they're going to have bananas that have medicine grown in it. It's going to help the environment. It's for the earth. I mean, come on. They got crossword puzzles. They got it all right there. Oh, those potatoes. Those are really good for you. Doesn't matter if the head bioengineer over some of the mainline potatoes came out and talked about how it sterilized everybody. But again, the bananas that are going to grow their own chemicals in them for you. It's pharmacological crops, and they're spreading into the other similar species. There's a little quiz at the end, you know, as you learn all the special stuff. Thanks for taking a closer look at biotechnology. Oh, and they give grants to the schools, the Council for Biotechnology Information. Good ideas are growing. Like the cancers, the pediatric cancers that are exploding in numbers. Oh, big things do start small. Isn't that precious? You know, the good guys run things. Bill Clinton got that Little Rock Airport named after him and his wife, both cocaine dealers on record with all the eyewitnesses there at MENA and all the people getting killed that tried to expose it. Oh, I have another one. I didn't mention this yesterday. I mentioned it, but didn't cover it. Then we're going to your calls. And I just saw it out there on the news. They're whitewashing it. Los Angeles Times, gun tracking operation caught top suspect, then let him go. Well, all the people that they've caught, one arm not knowing what the other arm's doing, they let go because the operation was to ship guns into Mexico to control the narcotics and launder the money. That's actually come out. Reporting from Washington, 7 months after federal agents began the ill-fated, it wasn't ill-fated except that they got caught, Fast and Furious gun tracking operation. They stumbled upon the main suspect in a remote Arizona outpost of the Mexican border, driving an old BMW with 74 pounds of ammunition and 9 cell phones hidden inside. Detained for questioning that day, and it goes on how they let him go. The feds got him and let him go. It just goes on and on. It is so sick. Let's go ahead and go to Chad in South Carolina. You're on the air, Chad.
Alex, what's happening, my brother?
Worldwide transmission, sir.
I thank you very much, you and your staff, for enlightening me. I recently became a listener in the past year. I've always known something's been going on, but just never really knew what was behind it.
Now, psycho scientists that think they're going to merge with machines and be God are running things and plan on killing everybody. People are like, wow, that never happened. Oh, really? Hitler didn't happen? These people make Hitler, again, look like a friendly fellow, as bad as he was. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say that.
I agree. I recently found myself on the front lines of the fight for the First Amendment. I was at a St. Patrick's Day parade, and I expressed my displeasure of how an officer was conducting himself with some people, and I didn't say anything to him. I was only talking to the people. And he overheard me talking to him, and he came back over.
He heard you talking in America? What do you think this is, land of the free, home of the brave? This is land of the bioengineered sub-slave.
Well, he came over and informed me. He told me to shut my mouth and mind my own business, boy.
Good.
And
You are a boy of this government.
I looked at him and I said, well, First Amendment to the Constitution, you know, protects my rights and freedom of speech. And he said, yeah, it does. And he immediately came around and arrested me for disorderly conduct.
Well, whatever. You know, they hire people that it's all about. Sometimes it's all about the exercise of authority. And what was he saying to the people? What was he doing, you know, I guess on a piranha-type power trip? What was he doing?
Well, he was. It was the people had a dog, and another man had walked into this it was a fenced-in area where beer tents were. And this guy comes walking in with this nasty, vile pit bull that immediately went for these other people's dogs. And that guy drags his dog away, you know, into the crowd. And the cop came over and told the people whose dog was sitting there calmly, told them that if they couldn't control their dog, that he was going to remove them both and have them put in jail, and the dog would be taken to the pound and destroyed.
Well, that's horribly mean. So people have their nice dog, and instead of just talking to him or being lazy and not going after the other guy, he did that, and you said that's wrong, and he came and arrested you?
I said it was BS. I actually used the S word.
Yeah, well, that's probably not that good, but that's usually protected speech. So, I mean, and when he puts you in the card, I mean, did he say, like, I've shown you, boy, or anything?
He just went on and on. He said, next time you shut your mouth, won't you? He says, you need to go back to law school. And I said, well, I never attended law school. I said,
look, you need to go get a jury trial, and you need to file a complaint on him. And then you need to start a blog about him, and you need to start tracking what he's doing as a citizen reporter. And because what matters is the long haul. This isn't a one encounter event. What matters is in the end, he knows the First Amendment's boss and learns respect for it. But I would go in and talk to the chief of police. I would, and if they don't let you, I'd wait till there was a meet and greet, and I'd go to events, and I'd go to city council about it. And I would, you know, talk about how the guy had a pit bull. He, you know, I got to say this about folks. People who like pit bulls, they're friendly dogs, whatever, but they have that switch in their brain where they are, you know, been bred and trained to just kill. They're killing kids all the time. They're attacking people's dogs. And let me tell you something. I go to the park sometimes, or I'm walking down the street. This has actually happened before. And these gangbanger types have the dog dragging along. They're getting off on it scaring you. They're kind of similar to thug cops that get off on trying to scare you. And it's all I can do. Because when somebody's trying to threaten me, I become violent. And it's all I can do. I mean, I've actually said things before, and it's not good to not just attack them and their dog. And I don't understand who wants to go to public places where people have kids and have a dog that wants to attack people. Well, it makes me want to attack you. And I just don't understand. But see, those are people that want to be tough. Anybody that's actually has a mean streak is afraid of what they're going to do compared to all these wannabe tough guys. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen with the New World Order as well. They think they know human psychology. If this stuff continues and a war breaks out, I mean, I just cannot even imagine what it's going to be like. I appreciate your call. Terrible story. John in Utah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. I've listened to you a couple of times when you've been on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. And both of you lamenting the fact that you didn't know who to go to really, who knew the truth about our income tax and its true nature, whether it was voluntary or mandatory, et cetera.
You may have misunderstood what I was saying, because I've known all about the IRS being a collection agency with the private Federal Reserve, 1913, with the Federal Reserve Act, not adopted for the general public till a wartime tax in World War II. So I know it's a fraud. So, you can make your point, but you must have gotten me mixed up with somebody else. Good to have you listening. Go ahead.
Well, so at any rate, I had the same quandary like 30-plus years ago, and I've studied all of what you're talking there, but I also spent thousands and thousands of hours in the law library studying, you know, this whole thing and its background. And the reason that the Supreme Court has held that the governments, the Treasury Department's summary procedures meets due process is a case back in the 1856. And they said it was the first case they ever considered the meaning of the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment. And they determined that that to meet due process, a process had to correspond with a process that was in effect in England at the time that the Fifth Amendment was ratified. And having done that, then they went back into the old English treatises on the revenue laws of England of that period and found out that what this corresponds to is what was known as a statute staple. Now, a statute staple was a contract written in accordance with the provisions of the enactment of Parliament in 1353 entitled a statute for the staple. Those days, all the laws of England were written in French, and staple is a market. So this was a statute for the marketplace.
Yes, it's a commerce clause. It's all maritime, and that's what the City of London within London is. And actually, our IRS is modeled after what is the Inland Revenue Corporation that is England's IRS tax group.
Well, anyway, yes, if you look at the tax code, it's laid out step by step as this contract was, and they don't tell you how you volunteer and what the contract is, and what it comes down to is the 1040 is, in fact, by its form, you can tell it's a statute staple contract. That's a voluntary contract, and when you sign that...
But here's the problem, sir. It's just like in the 50s they introduce and say, you're no longer a church, you're a charity, you're under 501c3. Don't worry, you still don't pay taxes. And the denominations ordered their sub-churches to sign on. Then that waives rights. Whereas under First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's the beginning of the First Amendment. So it's, again, once people then adopted it, they create brainwashed cores of enforcers and dumbed-down juries that will send preachers to prison who don't have 501c3 in many cases. Just like they send people to prison who won't take vaccines, there's no law. It is just... So they first start it as a contract fraud, but then they phase it in under common accepted custom, possession 9/10 of the law, and just by force de jure, it's done by the barrel of a gun. Complete lawless garbage.
In a statute staple contract, the debtor actually conveyed title to everything he owned.
Yes, and we sign on to be an indentured servitude clause. But what I'm saying, sir, is they're beyond that now. They just have armed police who believe whatever they're told. And a public running around picking their noses all day and you know, slobbering, watching television. So I'm saying it's beyond that now. I've seen people, and I've had Red Beckman, Bill Benson, all of them that went around and proved it wasn't ratified, all of it. The problem is they don't care. I mean, they've got the Department of Education isn't even authorized to have guns. They now have SWAT teams kicking down doors for money when there's no law that you can be criminally charged for not paying a student loan debt. They just don't care. They've got juries ready to put you in jail. We've now entered, because the public are in a jellyfish state, we've entered la-la land. Do you see what I'm saying? What do you do when we enter a vector where anything is possible by the criminal class?
Well, I understand what you're saying, because of what I was teaching when I learned this stuff and was teaching a seminar back in 1992. They sent me to prison for what I was teaching.
Not exactly. Exactly. They tried to put former Treasury agent in jail, Joe Bannister, who just spoke out against him. They arrested him, and the jury found him not guilty because they've been programmed to worship somebody who's a sworn officer. So the fact that he was had this perfect record and was a clean-cut, well-spoken guy and was just teaching CPA seminars, he was found not guilty. But usually you go to jail. There you go. Well, God bless you, sir. What's your name? I'm curious. Are you known for talking about this stuff?
Well, I'm known a little in the page community. My name is John Benson, and I've just finished a book, and I'd like an e-book explaining all of this.
What's the name of it?
I guarantee you that if you can get 5 million people in America,
sure. What's the name of it?
Okay. Book, we'll get rid of the income sure. tax.
What's the name of your book?
The name of the book is Taxation by Misrepresentation.
Good name. God bless you. Will people check it out? Thank you, sir. Maybe I'll have you on as a guest. Bill in Connecticut. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I have several points, but I'll try to be brief on each one. Last night, I'm in the belly of the beast here in Fairfield County with the globalists, and I'm flipping around last night, and around 11:30, I saw your great interview with the great Aaron Russo, which was, it was so clear. It was like, it's not like the typical cable channels, those local things, because it was played on DVD. It looked like a regular news channel. So that was played for an hour. So you're getting through, and it's coming through here in really the center of the cyclone, as far as I can
see. Yeah, the power of people, instead of just buying a bunch of guns, go out and wake the police up. Instead of just preparing to, you know, kill people when they come to your house, which I got to warn the system, you guys are dead if you try this. I mean, the American people are going to destroy you. But the globalists will sit offshore. That's part of the plan. So all over the country, put stuff on Access TV. Start a local newspaper, even on your block. Start a local radio show. You know, there's so many things you can do. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I've come up with a couple of either T-shirts, coffee mugs, or whatever. Now, the first one is, Kurt Haskell saw something.
Go ahead, sir.
That's the first one. Kurt Haskell saw something. So that would be like a bumper sticker.
Oh, that's good.
Second one is, conspiracy realist. You know how it's become a pejorative, conspiracy theorist? You could put conspiracy realist.
Good point. Stay there. I'm going to give you a minute on the other side, then try to jam in a few more. I need to get to this free speech attack stuff. A bunch of big breaking news just came out on Infowars.com. It's so important to get out to people. Obama installs new guidelines to aid spying on innocent Americans. National Counterterrorism Center gives new privacy-busting power. Obama shamelessly exploits death of Trayvon Martin. I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive so I can jam in some of the folks that are holding. We got a fellow listening on a Roku box. We got a lot of listeners and viewers now on the good old Roku box near PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, you get Roku, Boxy, a bunch of other systems that are getting online there. A lot of little stuff we're doing around here that takes time. By the way, speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, it will premiere the Billy Corgan interview with Smashing Pumpkins. Will premiere Monday evening, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. And I'll be back myself with the whole news and then the hour-plus interview. But here is a sneak peek for our radio and TV viewers.
It's very weird to me that the left has become the old right in terms of they don't want to hear ideas, they don't want any dissent, they don't want any questioning. Where I've been attacked the most for expressing any particular opinion is if I question in any way the global warming, climate change narrative. I mean, you'd think I was skinning babies alive. With the amount of money that's behind the green movements, how can that liberal class be that comfortable? Shouldn't it be going, well, why is this, you know, why is Monsanto standing behind me on this? From a political standpoint, anywhere where you see dissent being stifled, why is the fear there?
And you had a little run-in with Al Gore.
I did. Well, technically speaking, I made the former vice president wait for me. It's a little payback for something from the past. My point is not to get locked into the idea of whether you're right or I'm right or you're wrong and I'm wrong. It's to be okay with letting those ideas onto the table and not be afraid of exploring them.
Billy Corrigan, the founder of Smashing Pumpkins, in studio to talk about the media, music, and what he sees in the future.
The way to counter darkness is with light, you know, and that's why I go back to the spiritual point. I think everything that you're willing to address is worthy of thought. And the difference is whether we shroud that in shadow and anger and frustration and powerlessness, or we put light on it and say, you know what, I want to know the truth.
By the way, that's just the YouTube version. You ought to see the actual high def one. We're just playing that off YouTube for whatever reason. We're going to air that Monday night, 7 o'clock Central, and I'll play some big excerpts of it here on the radio the next day or so. I need to do that with the Dave Mustaine interview as well. That's important because these are not only smart, talented guys. They then have their giant fan base being awakened to the New World Order. It's all just networking, you know, the Liberty Movement and the Great Awakening that is happening. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, it's 15 cents a day. And when you are a member, it funds a truly independent media operation that is hurting the globalist. I mean, we're reaching millions more people, new people every week, 15 million plus every week one way or another. And that's growing. Speaking of reaching people, I haven't even gotten into this yet properly. This poor black teenager shot does look like, you know, he was wearing a hoodie, suspicious of some guy that was known to call 911 all the time. The guy goes out off the property, it looks like, and shoots him. And then they're going to use that to demonize the Second Amendment. But statistically, guns are used 20-something times more than they are in crime or in mistakes. But you see the usual suspects, Obama and Al Sharpton, talking about violence. And Obama's talking about this is like, you know, would have been his son, to personalize it so they can go ahead and engage in all their drug dealing in the black community and all the corruption that the globalists carry out. The globalists have to act like they're friends of the black community. This is all election division, and Kurt Nimmo's got a story about that. Obama shamelessly exploits death of Trayvon Martin. That's at InfoWars.com. And if you want to find out what's really happening to black folks, we have these discounted down to $9.95. I mean, that's getting pretty close to our cost right there just to get them out to people. Black Genocide, MAFA 21, a documentary film in the 21st century America. You want to know what Jesse Jackson and all these people won't tell you? This is what you need to get at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay, we are back live. We're on the edge of the second American Revolution. We hope it's an info war and not physical. But justice be done. May the heavens fall. Let's go back to Bill in Connecticut. Bill, finish up your points you had there, sir.
Yes. Well, I'll get to my main point here. Back in November of 2011, I read an article by Pam Martens of Counterpunch. And she wrote, she worked on Wall Street, that there's a surveillance center in New York called the Lower Manhattan Security Coordination Center. And it's coordinated jointly by the NYPD, Wall Street firms, and Homeland Security. If that's not fascism, I don't know what is. It operates around the clock under the auspices of the NYPD. And they've got 2,000 private spy cameras that are owned by Wall Street firms. Then another 1,000 cameras are owned by the NYPD.
No, that's on record. All over the world, they're talking about by law in what, Chicago and England, in London, making people wire their surveillance cameras into the grid.
Right. But the idea that it's coordinated jointly, and they have a room that's set up where the police can sit right alongside somebody from Goldman Sachs.
No. That's what the threat fusion centers are. And now, oh, there's CIA advisors. Homeland Security pays for the building. The CIA is running these.
Right. It's unbelievable. I mean,
sir, they're openly blatant fascism. They're blatantly admitting that they're watching all of us without warrants now. And Obama just came out. This is as big as the NDAA. This new article, Obama installs new guidelines to aid spying on innocent Americans. National Counterterrorism Center given new privacy-busting power. He's just saying, UN runs everything, no more Bill of Rights, I'm king. And again, he'll probably leave office later. But the office itself for the bankers, I mean, these people are criminals.
Absolutely.
God bless you. I'm going to jump to another call here. Folks been holding a while. Let's go to Bragan in Wisconsin, listening on Roku Box. Go ahead, Bragan.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks also to the gals in the business office because they have been helping me get my 86 memberships that I bought activated. And so times six, I think that's 516. And so I have little cards that I made up, and I'll send you the template. I'll send that to your business office so people can print those out with their username and password. But my point is on the Clintonville, Wisconsin booming sounds. Thanks to Paul Watson for covering that. Even the fellow with the USGS, I think his name is Caruso, says that one earthquake that happens to have coincided with one of the night's episodes of booming. I mean, that's just one out of, say, 16 different episodes spread out over four nights. And there's actually a fantastic map, an interactive map that's GIS, satellite, and interactive. If you type in quotes, booming sounds map, and then type in Clintonville, you'll get a fantastic GIS interactive map. And you can look at the dates when all these calls came in and where they were in the city from satellite imagery.
What do you think it is? You know, a lot of times when there's underground mining and underground bases being built, people hear that. There's underground weapons tests. There's HAARP systems. There's all sorts of stuff. The Kokomo Hum in Indiana.
Yeah, so 80 miles away from there, if you look on a big map, there's a big triangle that kind of forms from the three towns that are reporting these booms. One is called Fond du Lac, F-O-N-D-U-L-A.
You have 20 seconds, so what's the end of the story?
And there's a bunch of ooze that has come up into the sewers in Fond du Lac, and the city engineers are wondering what the heck it is. One of the guys used to work for a mining company, and he says it smells and feels like a lubricant that's used for drill bits.
Yeah, who knows what they're building down there. Government loves us, though.